The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alan Ellis. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And we have Lee on hold. Good morning, Lee. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Alan.
I had to sneeze right there in the middle of my welcome. How about that? I don't know what's going on. I'm sneezing. I've got clogged throat. I have no idea. Anyway, what's going on, man?
Hey, Captain Don's around the Key Bridge. I don't know about trolling, but there's plenty of fish around the structures, 26 foot to 30 foot of water, with jigs working along the, basically jigging them along the bottom, pulling them up. But there's plenty of fish in the Tapsca. I know they got to be a slot there for their tournament, but I can tell you right now, my daughter's already on the fish.
Already on them.
Yeah.
I got you.
Did you get that picture of that goldfish?
I did. That looks like a big old koi, doesn't it? They get big, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's 30 pounds.
30-pound koi. Bowfish. Yeah. Susquehanna, I'm guessing.
No, that was over in... The northeast river.
Really?
Yeah. People
don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that they're necessarily harmful to the environment any more harmful than a carp is. You know,
I'm assuming it's a goldfish that interbred with a carp or something that creates that color. But
no, it's a goldfish. It's a koi that got loose. You know, it could have been inbred, but. I seriously doubt it. I mean, you see a koi that gets up into that size, they look just like a carp.
Yeah, they get huge, but they're she spotted it about a half a mile away.
I'm sure.
And
it's like wearing blaze orange out in the woods, man.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. But it's been I started commercial fishing Monday, and started at the Patapsco and had a banner the day there. Then I went up Susquehanna. It's kind of neat. We're coming out of Lapidum, heading up to the, heading up, making a run to the dam. And here we come upon breaking fish, literally not even a quarter mile above the boat ramp. And Alan, I've never seen it. They were L-wise. L-wise. I didn't know L-wise could tolerate fresh water.
Fresh water, no. It's
interesting. Yes, and we're heading up, and break of it is a ball of about 50 feet circle, and we fished on that for, I guess Tommy and I threw in there for about a half an hour, and it was every cast.
Wow.
And these were quality fish. These were 7-8 pound rockfish. Beautiful fish.
Wow, nice
and
fish.
We got on them for, half an hour. They sounded, and then we were able to pluck a few more. And then we went up to the dam and did our dam thing up there, anchoring up, and which you did with us last year. And that was game on until I had about 15 other boats come up and visit us.
Right.
And, they were... trying to figure out what we were doing. Unfortunately, the bite has been on since Monday, and people are catching fish, so that keeps the crowd up, the numbers up of people up there fishing, and so last year what I had was a period where there was no flow of water, and then all of a sudden we had a heavy rain, and that's right. What brought those fish up, and that's why I had it pretty well isolated. But now that the fight has started and continuing on, it
right.
Fishermen are up there, but it's difficult because they started to drop the water at Conowinga Dam, and it's a little harder to get up there.
Right.
And when you got a cooler with 100 pounds of fish in it, it makes it a little more challenging.
Yeah, a little bit.
Three or four people in the boat.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's been really fun. It's Eddie and his buddies, they're doing real good on snakeheads, and we're Eddie, and that's what we're going to try. He and I are going to try this afternoon. But it's amazing from what you with the trout and the fish are, I mean, from the Conowinga, the guys are starting to do their eel thing in the
right
upper bay. That's already started. And the Bay Bridge is, I haven't been there yet this year, but the amount of fish. And, you know, another thing in Fall Allen was a lot of 10 to 12 inch rockfish.
Oh, is that right? Caught.
Even on those big shad lures, seeing, you know, last year's results of what I think was probably a successful spawn, but again this year if there's a problem with the rockfish, I'm surely not seeing it. They're plentiful and they're healthy, beautiful fish.
That's good.
Any soldiers or anything. So it's looks like another banner year, I hope.
Well, I hope you're right.
Beautiful clean water. And another thing I read, Alan, that study that was done with some of the migratory fish, the big cowfish, where they put sensors in them, figuring out where they're moving around. They apparently they quite a few of the fish that they tagged ended up in their traditional spawning areas,
right?
And the results sounds encouraging as relating to catch and release. These were large fish that were caught hook and line, and released, and they haven't seen any fatalities or floaters or anything.
Well, that's good.
So it sounds pretty good to, that they're getting back into the looking at the science and creating some more data on the
right
on how these fish are doing, which is encouraging. So
good,
but plenty of fish, and hope everybody has a good season this year.
I hope so too, buddy. Well, I appreciate the update. Yep. I'm sure people take your advice and are headed out there. Now, Captain Don just reported that the dolphins, bottlenose dolphins, have chased the fish up into the tributaries, such to some degree, especially around Tesco.
Fish off the end of some of those piers around the Dundalk Marine Terminal, and there's on an alkaline tide. They are there. So.
Good. All right, buddy. Stay in touch.
All right.
Hey. Yep.
Take care.
If you need any help up there in the Susquehanna, you know who to call.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care.
Thanks. See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Oh, man. Fished with Lee last year. What a great time that was. Catching a lot of rockfish, commercial fishing for rockfish, and it was fun. It really was. Tagged every fish. I can't remember how many pounds of fish we had, but he had a nice cooler full. So anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Aaron, did you play those spots yet?
Yes, I played those coming out of the news.
Okay, good. So I need to update the folks on backyard billies. You know, we talked about the fact that they are the premier hearth dealer in the region. And when we were shopping to fill this empty space here, this hole in the wall that used to be a fireplace, we traveled to Delaware, Pennsylvania, and up and down the Eastern Shore, and finally settled on backyard billies. And we just kind of went in there on a tip that somebody said, "Hey, you ought to check these guys out." And we went in there and talked to some extremely knowledgeable people, greeted with friendly service, greeted with incredible product knowledge, and, you know, ask about prices. If prices were right, they could help with the installation of the stone wall behind this fireplace and put the 100-and-some-year-old mantelpiece on there, a piece of wood from a spring house up in Carroll County. Built the hearth, installed the insert, did the chimney work. All that was handled, and the price was just great. So we bought an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Remote control. You set it. It's like the Easy Bake Oven. You set it and forget it, you know, or whatever it's called, that oven's called. But you set it and forget it. You put your temperature in there. And this is in the heating season, of course, or on a chilly night. You know, you can just heat the room up for a little bit and, you know, only bump the temperature a degree or two if you want, and then it shuts back off. But that's just a little bit of inside baseball there. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. And check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well for your primary alternative heat source. A lot of them are on sale right now because it's kind of the off season. Great time to buy, great time to set up your appointment for the fall. Great time to stop by and see the selection. You can select a new pellet gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Backyard Billy's and Hearth America is open 7 days a week. Great selection, fantastic selection, and you'll see them all on display. Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, coming from the bridge. If I'm going from this side, you know, if I'm going east of there, I just take Route 18 right up through Graysonville and turn right on Evans Avenue, turn left on Drummer Drive, and I'm right there. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Oh, that's me. Hey, you know, Spurrier's Tire Service, I love Brent and those guys in there. I mean, they are so busy all the time, and you just say hi on the way by, and Brent's on his way to the next guy, but it's great. Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, and that's where the locals and me, the chicken nicker, get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as all the top brands. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model, including my buddy's Corvette. So Bridgestone Firestone has a great deal for financing. You can check that out when you go in. And you know what? Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine. In your barnyard or your backyard, your wheelbarrow, your garden tractor, all the way up to the biggest farm tractors and farm equipment and machinery that is used. They use tires on the farm, that's for sure. You've seen these giant praying mantis-looking machines that are driving up and down the highway these days? Yep, tires for those, too. Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any kind of trailer or ATV. Spurries offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair. I put screws and nails in tires and pulled in there, and they fix it on the spot, even tackle box. Tim was on the shore one day and had a tire go flat, and almost flat, and went into Spurries, and they got him on back on the road within 20 minutes. So, indeed, Spurries Tire Service, their farm service team, their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurries customers, including my family and me, satisfied for over 30 years. And don't forget, they can check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on, too. And, by the way, if you see Mike Spurry in the shop or see him about town or anywhere, tell him you heard about Spurries Tire Service on the radio. I saw Mike the other day, myself. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or give Spurries Tire Service a call in Easton. That number is 410-822-7384. Even across the bridge, the deal on tires might be worth your drive. No question. Give it a shot. 822-7384 for Spurries Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic .22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only $10. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday, bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023. For Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a big one on the line. Put me around a campfire cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
That's right. You do your thing, I'll do mine. How about that? We've got a lot of callers on the line. Let's talk to Ricky in Essex. I know you're back. Good morning, Ricky. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you, Alan?
I'm good. What's going on?
No, I heard you something. You said some stuff about Virginia, so that got me my curiosity because I just renewed my concealed carry weapon for Maryland, and I know we were used to be able to carry that in Virginia, but the instructor that did my certification said that Virginia is changing something about July 1st, that they're not going to allow Maryland concealed carry to carry in Virginia. Is that, you know anything about something like
that? I do not know about that part of it. I know that they have banned assault weapons in Virginia now, and that's what I was reporting. People have doubled down on, purchasing their firearms, and, before the July 1st ban. I'll try to check that out for you as far as your concealed carry in Virginia. I'm not sure what happened.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm still trying to figure it out, but I can't figure it out. Since I heard you talking about Virginia,
that's the reason.
That was my reason to call only.
I appreciate that.
Because my instructor, when I just literally 2 weeks ago did my renewed it, my you know,
right, your CCW, carry. Yeah.
And the instructor, we was talking, we were having conversations and stuff. And one of the other person asked him, "Hey, I live in Virginia. I'm getting into Maryland, but how that work in Virginia?" He said it used to be okay, but they're changing something in July 1st. I don't think
right.
they're allowed.
But he didn't know what they were changing either.
No, he didn't. He didn't say that. That was
right.
where I was confused.
And that's your question, okay.
Then I asked him a question. I said, "So do you know something about it?" He said, "I don't know." But they
he didn't know,
laws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He I got you. I'm with you.
A lot of laws. You might want to check with them because you don't want to carry you there after July 1st.
Incorrect. Well, we'll know before then. I'll have an answer for you.
Okay, well, next.
Okay.
I'm going to check with you next Saturday.
All right. I'll do my best.
I'm going to find out if you can do some research because
I've
done research and I can't find nothing.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds good, man. I appreciate it. Well, I'll check with the folks that know.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Talk to you soon.
I appreciate you.
All right, Ricky. Thank you. See you later. Tackle Box, Tim Sherman. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Alan. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing fine. Hey, I appreciate those kind words at the end of the last hour.
Oh, sure.
Means a lot. You were talking about me finding out different things as I go along in the process of doing this.
Yep.
In the picture, the top water lure there, sexy shad pattern, which is popular across different brands of lures. I learned about that a little bit in that when I painted that, I did not put a base coat white underneath of it. I just sprayed the pearl mm-hmm. white, and I took it outside, and that pearl white sprayed directly on the blank has as much flash as a chrome lure.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's great.
That surprised me, and I was very pleased with that.
Well, good. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, it really does. When you have those revelations, it's like, wow, this is really, really neat, and I'm hoping it will appeal to some folks.
Well, I hope so, too. Yeah, I'm sure it will. Very good.
I hope I have the opportunity to meet Captain Don later today. I will be at the on-land event with the tournament that he's doing, so I hope he'll swing by and give a chance to meet Captain Don. I know he's a local legend there on the Patapsco.
Yep. Well, good luck. I hope you meet him. I hope to fish with him. That's on the bucket list, to fish with Captain Don. So.
Oh, well, absolutely. That'd be a hoot.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. Indeed. So, all right, buddy. Well, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks, Alan. I appreciate, as always, the kind words and the opportunity.
We'll talk later, man. Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Derek. Good morning, Derek. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I am going to be fishing this summer occasionally at a lake in Pennsylvania where they've added walleye. And I'm just wondering if you're familiar with fishing for walleye and what you, what kind of bait. And that
I love fishing for walleye. I love fishing for walleye. My biggest one's only 6 3/4 pounds, 27 inch fish, but it was a nice one, you know. Walleye are a fish that can be caught in a variety of ways. Now, I've caught them in Deep Creek Lake, I've caught them in the Upper Potomac, I've caught them in Canada. Do you have a plan as far as what to use for them?
No, that's what I was wondering.
Okay.
All right. What depth and all that.
Where are you fishing?
Up in Pennsylvania, in a lake.
In a lake, okay. In a boat, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I know that walleye are a member of the perch family. Walleye, sauger, perch, sawguys, all that are related, okay? And perch family members like bright colors. They like chartreuse. They like fluorescent orange. They like white. So those would be your three top colors. Although I have caught them on purple, 3-4 inch grubs, Deep Creek Lake at night. Are you going to be fishing at night or during the day?
Well, probably in the evening.
In the evening? Okay.
After 6.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, are you using a fish locator? Are you going to be able to find a school?
No, I don't have a fish locator.
Okay. All right. So just like any fish, they would be off the points. If you can find the points, you know, coming out into the lake, you would fish
sure.
adjacent to the points, the sides of the points, the end of the point. And I would be using a jig, probably a 1/4 ounce round jig with a twister tail on it. They also are susceptible to crankbaits, if you like to use crankbaits. They're also susceptible to trolled spinners, like you use a weight forward spinner, inline spinner, like you use for white perch in the reservoirs. Put a big old night crawler on there and toss it out. You might want to go a little bigger than you would for white perch. Live night crawlers are always good. You know, just fish them, not particularly under a bobber, but bottom fish them. If you can, I would personally use a sliding weight. I'd put a sliding weight of some kind of bullet weight or a sliding weight of some kind up the line, tie on a swivel so the sinker doesn't go down against your bait, and use a leader with your hook on it. Probably, number 4, number 6 hook. And make sure it's sharpened well. Put a big old night crawler on there and toss it over. And just drift with that. And they are a school fish. If you catch one, you're going to catch a couple. So that's something to keep in mind. Just keep drifting over the same spot once you catch one. You can troll for them. You can troll crankbait. You can troll, you know, a pretty deep running crankbait, a 10, 20 foot crankbait, depending on the water depth. And that's pretty much it. I mean, they're a great fish. Have you ever eaten one?
Oh, my God, I love to eat them.
Oh, they're fantastic. That's what I compare snakehead to, is walleye, believe it or not.
Really?
Yep.
Oh,
if you like
God.
Walleye, you're going to love snakehead.
I used to go up to an area up in northern Wisconsin where they... all the little restaurants served fresh walleye.
Oh, right? Man, yep.
It was great. I'm hoping I can catch some that are worth eating.
Sure, I only found one restaurant in Maryland. They're out of business now. That was in Mount Airy that served walleye. And man, what a succulent treat. If you haven't eaten walleye, you got to do it at least once, because it is just the best fish.
It is. It's great.
Yep.
It's
good great. Question. I had
Sorry,
a discussion.
That answers my question. Thanks very much.
All right, buddy. My pleasure. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Yep. How about that? So if you got a minute for a trip down memory lane, I was 12 or 13 years old, so it would have been 66, 67. And we were on the Ottawa River in Val-d'Or, Quebec. I believe the place was called Northern Outfitters. They had a main camp, and then you would rent a boat, throw your stuff in it, and head out to an island, and that was your spot for the week. The island had a cabin on it, pretty comfortable. Everything was run by propane, the stove, the heat, anything, and they would come by every 2 days and ask you what you needed to resupply your, you know, whatever. Of course, we stopped at the grocery store somewhere, and everything was in French. So instead of granulated sugar, we had powdered sugar, but we did wind up with some flour and some sugar and everything we needed. But I apparently was bugging my dad to go fishing. Now, we had fished in the evenings and, you know, caught northern pike. We caught walleye. Found one big old rock out there in the middle of the place that had a big, believe it or not, a big eye bolt, I mean, we're talking about a 10-inch eye bolt drilled down into this stone, and we found out why, and I'll tell you later. But we fished off this rock, and it was a great spot for walleye. So I was bugging Dad in the middle of the afternoon one day, and there was a sloping mica cliff that came off of the woods and down into the water, and we anchored out there. Dad promptly fell asleep with his afternoon lap, and we had night crawlers out. And I saw Dad's rod tip twitching. I said, "Hey, Dad, you got a bite?" He goes, "Okay. Why don't you get it? I'm too tired." I said, "Okay." So I set the hook, and the fight was on. It was a nice big walleye, 5-pound walleye. Well, that woke Dad up, and we started fishing. We started catching walleye one right after the other. And that's where the biggest one came in, almost 7 pounds. And there were a couple 4 or 5 pounders in there, and we had a feast. We really did. So, you know, we did the shore lunch and enjoyed that. But that was one of my favorite memories, fishing with my dad, waking him up, grabbing his fishing rod, bringing in a big walleye, and then got his attention, and he woke up and got right into it with me. So it was a great trip, father and son trip. Val-d'Or, Quebec, Northern Outfitters, living on an island with a propane stove, and everybody spoke French, and it was fun. All right, how about that? Okay, let me see here. Clyde Sports Shop. Not only crabbing supplies and everything you need, the crab traps and the trot lines and all the accessories, the nets and the mallets and the measurers and baskets and all that stuff, but they do have a full line of fishing tackle, rods and reels. They love Shakespeare. They love the Ugly Stick. They've got all brands of reels and rods, including Fluger. And my new favorite fishing rod is a St. Croix 7-foot bass rod that I bought not that long ago. I put a Fluger President on it and made a great rig for catching fish, and I love it. So there's that. But Clyde Sports Shop has a full line of fishing tackle, live and frozen bait for not only fishing but crabbing. Minnows, including the black salties for, you know, your bigger fish, your landlocked striped bass out there in Liberty Reservoir and Piney Run Park. And they've also, you know, the black salties is a favorite for snakeheads, too. So there's that. Where did I go? The live bait and frozen bait. Of course, they have all the terminal tackle, too, all the hooks and weights and bobbers and lures that you need. They have frogs for snakeheads. They have any kind of panfish or trout fishing bait, including panfish magnets, if you like, they've been brought up on the show. And, you know, they just try to stay equipped for any kind of fishing that you like to do. They've got circle hooks for rockfish and trolling stuff, you know, the parachutes and the bucktails and tandem rigs and all that stuff. So why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop? You'll be glad you did. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9. The phone number there is 410-242-6108. The website is ClydeSportsShop.com, www.ClydeSportsShop.com. 242-6108, open 7 days a week. Clyde's has been around since 1957. If you're looking for a firearm, a handgun, a long gun, a shotgun, a Browning in particular, they've got a great selection. You'll be glad to stop by Clyde Sports Shop. Spurrier's Tire Service is located at the corner of Dover and L8 Roads. That's just off Route 50 here in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as all the top brands, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model, doesn't matter. Just call them. They'll get the tires for it. If they don't already have them in stock, and they usually do. Got a great Bridgestone Firestone financing plan that you can apply for right there. And Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine that's in your backyard, garden tractor, your zero turn, your wheelbarrow, they've got them. And any farm tractor, they've got tires for, or any equipment on the farm, no question. Tractor trailers, dump trucks, you name it. Boat trailers, of course, plenty of tires. ATVs, got the tires. Tire repair, full service automotive repair. They can check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on, too. Spurrier's Farm Service Team, their 24-hour truck service and more, has kept Spurrier's customers very happy, and that includes my family and me. for over 30 years. And by the way, if you see Mike Spurry, yep, he's the boss. You see him in the shop or about town, tell him you heard about Spurry's Tire Service, his namesake, on the radio. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurry's a call, 410-822-7384. Spurry, S-P-U-R-R-Y, apostrophe S, Tire Service, Spurry's, at 410-822-7384. Did I mention no appointment needed for tires? Website is spurrystire.com. Again, 822-7384. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crabby, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
All Mossy oak swamp bottom dewdrop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's calling. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. You see, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on. Pass it on.
You heard the commercial for Bel Air Gun Range there, and Mike Horst is the owner. I got a text from a listener the other day that a young lady that won a muzzleloader from us a couple of years ago, and condolences go out to her on the loss of her mother, but she talked briefly to Mike and told him that she was a listener and be back to purchase a pistol from him, so... I think that was nice to let me know that, that works, you know? So then that's what, if you know me and you go to any of our sponsors, let me know how you make out. So not long ago, I purchased a Model 99 Savage, vintage 1954, and, took it to my favorite gunsmith, Doug Priest, up there at Tuckahoe Gunworks, and I said, look, this has an old Redfield wide angle TV screen scope on it. I'd like to replace it with this new Hawk 3-9x50. And he said, okay, cool. So he took the top rings off and took the scope off and set the new scope on there and looked at it, and he goes, well, you're a little tight here on the rear sight. And he moved it back and forth, couldn't gain anything on it. He said, I'd really recommend that you get a scope with a smaller front bell, front reticle. And he said, because this is a classic. You don't want to mess with this gun. You don't want to take that back sight off. He said, I hate messing with classic guns. And I said, that's fine. We'll do something about it. So he was looking at the mount. It was a straight bar mount with the two. It was a long bar mount with I guess it was a Leopold, with the rings on it. And he held it up for his buddy that works with him up there and looked at it. He goes, look at this. I'm not saying nothing. He goes, well, that's crooked. And I'm like, oh no. And he says, it's not bad. He said, well. We put the new scope on it. He said, we'll adjust the windage on it and get the scope parallel with the barrel. But the way it is right now, it just points a little bit to the right. He said, there's not enough there it's worrisome, but you're going to have to bring it back with the windage. And, you know, those are that's the kind of advice you like to get from somebody rather than, you know, just trying to work through it on your own. I mean, I could have put the scope on, no problem, but, I wanted to get his opinion of the gun, and I wanted to get his opinion of, you know, what to do with it. And he gave me both, so that's great. So anyway, now we're in the hunt for another Hawk scope, so we'll get one here shortly. Let's talk to Matt in Pasadena. Hello, Matt. Hello.
Hey, you hear me?
Yeah, who we got? I know we got Matt. Who's with you, bud?
Got Lily with me. Sure.
Hi, Lily. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Did you use your muzzleloader last year?
No, I didn't get a chance.
Oh, well, we got 2026 coming up here. I hope you get out there with it. So, what's going on, Matt?
So, me and my dad, we just went fishing.
Yeah.
So, basically, we caught 13 and 14, and guess who won?
You got what?
We got 13 and 14 each.
Wow. White perch, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
Since like last night, I think.
Yeah. How big were they?
Some of them were like 2 or 3 inches, and then the other half of them were like 7.
Wow. Yeah, of course. Indeed. Yes, indeed. Cool. Well, I'm glad to hear from you. So, you know, did anybody kill a turkey?
I don't think we went this year. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't get turkey this year? Okay, well, that's fine. It's all good. All good. So, well, thanks for calling in, Matt.
Hey, I'll talk to you.
What's that?
I'll talk to you.
Yeah, please do. Please do. Did you get a copy of Marilyn Loves Crabs?
I have to pick one up.
Yeah, they're out there. So.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Lily, for calling in. I appreciate that. What'd you catch your perch on? What'd you catch your perch on?
The end of my line.
You sound like a professional bass fisherman. Goodbye, Lily. What'd you catch those bass on? Yeah. Yeah. Goodbye. Thanks for the call and the laugh. End of my line. Talk to you guys later. Bye bye. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Hey, just hear from Lori here on email. And Lori won one of the tickets to the Rocky Mountain Elk banquet on May 2nd. And her companion, Larry, won a firearm, he won a gun, and he won a knife, too. So that's great. And she had a good time. So hopefully we'll be able to do that again. I've already been invited to be the MC again next year, so we'll see how that all works out. Hey, Bruce, good to see you, buddy. Good to hear from you. So anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-9. All right, what are we doing here, Aaron? Let's see. Oh. Why don't we do it now? Go for it.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle box, crab pot, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Oh, thank you for the horns. I appreciate that. Let's talk to Clay. Good morning, Clay.
Hey, Alan. Good morning. I love when I'm introduced with trumpets.
Of course.
I think that's awesome.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Yeah. It's an honor we don't bestow on many.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Hey, I wanted to tell you a story, but it's too long to squeeze in now, so I'll have to call you next week. And
please
I also
do.
Wanted to hear your opinion on the new law here in Maryland, essentially outlawing Ruger handguns.
Glock handguns.
I mean Glock, yeah.
Yep.
Sorry.
Well, you know, it's interesting that Glock is not the only one of that with that design, that cross-lock bolt design or whatever they call it, slider design. There are a couple others out there. But Glock always seems to get picked on because that's a very good caliber. The National Rifle Association has already filed a lawsuit against Maryland for that. So, and Virginia as well. So, I mean, you know, these anti-gun laws are not going to go anywhere. But it's a shame that we got to go through this process. Of course, it's backfiring in Virginia. People are doubling down on purchasing modern sporting rifles. You know, quote unquote assault rifles. You know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I'll call you next week.
All right, gotcha. Just sent you a picture.
I'll tell you my story.
I can't wait to hear it, bud.
Okay.
Thanks, Clay. You too, buddy. Bye bye. All right. How about that? All right. Let's see. Oh, mercy. Oh, man, I'm sorry. Bruce, I let that go. I gave a couple wing feathers to I got a text from my buddy Bruce. He said, save the wings for me. I'll use them for fletching arrows. And I never even thought about it. But next one, I'll take care of that for you. Matter of fact, Bruce, I'll call you. I got a wing sitting here from my first turkey, and you can make some arrows out of that. Just make me one. How about that? All right. There's the music, folks. I hope you had a good time this morning. I did. We talked about a lot of stuff. It was nice talking about my dad and my trip, 60 years ago in Canada. We went a couple times and caught a lot of walleye and a lot of northern pike. Beautiful country. That big eye bolt in that rock, that was to bolt the logs to that were going downstream to the mill, whatever you want to call it. We went out one morning and the river was full of logs. We got back to our rock. Guy walked it from the boat across and unchained or uncabled the logs from the rock, and down the river they went. Anyway, get out, stay safe. Faith, family, friends. See you next week.